Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, November the 19th, 2020, and it is in the evening. And I have the honor to have a friend, a woman I consider to be my adopted daughter, nurse, educated, smart as a whip, knows Jesus. She's been on the show before. Was having problems, symptoms from 5G that caused two periods a month for many months until they removed it, put it in the street and buried it, and her cycles went back to 28-day cycles. Now, there was approximately 100 women you found in your area having the same problem. Your brain began to shrink. You had blood coming out of your ear, and that was because of 5G. Now, I'd have a question for you, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, you're familiar with all the New World Order crap, and you're familiar with vaccinations and chemtrails and everything else, and one of the things that I notice is everybody's got the chemtrail crud around Kansas City, and I've talked to several people. So they started taking oregano, P73, very strong stuff, which I'm also doing, calcium, magnesium, and zinc with vitamin D, and all of a sudden they're starting to get the strength back where they felt like the past 3 weeks they didn't have any energy. Now, one of the things that you found with COVID virus, this so-called pandemic, besides the fact Lysol kills it, quinine from tonic water, like Canadian Dry tonic water in the bottles kills it, prevents it. But I've seen from what you produce and others produced that are in the field of nursing, doctors, etc., that the victims of this so-called virus are lacking magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D. Is that about true?
Oh, yeah, and even more. Well, I found, I'm digging into the CDC, and it worried me because, anyways, I was in a bunch of live streams, and they were calling for the internal fire. So I went to the CDC, and I looked at, it's the Game of Thrones coronavirus picture, and it shows a witch with a demon ghost, you know, a shadow person behind her, and she's holding fire. And then I started looking at, you know, the fire.
Now, this is the center, this is the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, yeah, which Rod Rosenstein's sister is the head of. And Dr. Fauci's wife is the head of human trials at the NIH. And all it is a money laundering, washing, and disgusting human trials epidemic. And I've come to the realization that the coronavirus is electromagnetic radiation poisoning, EMF poisoning. And when you look at the yellow, the molecules, you know, remember in the beginning the virus had the little yellow umbrellas? Well, they call it the yellow umbrella, or they call it follow the yellow brick road. It's electromagnetic radiation poison. You can go to notc.com and get your RAD. It's the god RAID wall radiation. But anyways, that's America, and you would not believe how radiated America is being. And right before this happened, Senator, I believe it was Cotton, called for a Manhattan Project, and millions of people were following Q and on this board. Well, when you find out the very first Manhattan Project was in New York, and it was due to exposing Americans to radiation without their permission. So it's called the Q Manhattan Project. But I wanted to get into...
I want to say something real quick about Q. I'm aware it's a former general. I don't want to get into it, but I don't want him in my camp. But he puts on a good show. He does get information, etc., but it's not 100% accurate. I'll leave it at that. And I've seen some spin, but go ahead.
Okay.
But he does give some good information. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're being exposed to electromagnetic radiation. Okay, and
I'm
it
in
looks like a
agreement with you
rash.
on that. Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like a rash. You're going to get rashes all over your body. They're going to say smallpox back, the black plague is back. And what's even worse is in June, it was reported that 14 nations who tested positive for COVID, the men and women were sterile. There was no living eggs, no living sperm. And that has sent me on this journey to where we're at today.
As a nurse and a patriot, American, a mother,
yes.
a wife, patriotic woman that believes in country and Jesus and believes we're on the wrong path. Go ahead.
My whole goal in life is to set my people free, and that's Earth, and to save Earth. And I have dug, and I have dug. I have spent since I heard Tom and Stu in 2016, I've spent the last 4 years, 80, 90 hours a week on government websites. This is public information. It's all my information. I just compelled it and absorbed it.
Are you saying I woke you up? Are you saying I woke you up to dig deeper?
Huh? No, oh, yeah. You and Tom woke me up. I was voting for Hillary Clinton.
Go ahead. Thanks
okay,
for
but at that time, you know, nobody knew Donald Trump was going to win, supposedly. Well, so I'm getting into this. Why are we under lockdown? Why is this happening? Why? How can they do this to us? Well, through the United Nations, okay, it's the same thing that happened in Germany. All right, show me your papers. You know, they laugh at us. Show me your papers. Well, we were all born into a shoe war. We were born in the hospitals, and our mother docked us in the maternity ward. And our mother didn't know that she was supposed to check us out. And then we became the ward of the state. After we became the ward of the state, they sent our barcode to the
wall. Now, this
wall
ties in.
Street.
This all ties in with the paper trail. That they have created, and they think they own us, and we're slaves to them, and it goes on forever and ever and ever, and I'm familiar with all that.
Since the days of Jesus, and that's what I'm getting at. I'm literally going to take us back 3,000 years, and you're going to experience what Jesus experienced that we're experiencing today. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same exact agenda. Remember, they pricked Jesus with the tip of the spear. They stabbed him after he was dead, and all of his foods ran onto the ground. Okay, well, they docked us in the maternity ward. Then we became the ward of state. And then our serial numbers, our Social Security numbers, our birth certificate went into the Wall Street. Okay, well, after that, we were docked at the post office. Okay, now the post office, the IRS, the DOD, the Pentagon, FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, FDA, USDA, the military, none of this belongs to us. Okay, we are citizens on a ship. And I'm calling for the Church of Satan, which with their upside down crosses, the five-star generals, the five-star trusts, and I'm calling for everybody to turn your crosses right side up. And let's come together and save Earth and let all life on Earth have the right to travel. Okay, because the butterflies aren't even have the right to travel. The turtles have no longer the right to, the goats, 36 species a day are being genocide. You are not alone, America. This is the whole entire planet. We are all fighting the same beings. Now, this gets me into the United Nations. Okay, how does this work? Well, through the United Nations, in 1841, they were called the Dragon Families. There's 12 of them. Stu calls them the Fallen Angels. I call them demonic possessions.
I and Otis Johnson, he used to refer to them as the 12 disciples of Satan, which are the 12 controllers over the other 200,000 possessed human beings that are possessed by fallen angels. The government, U.S. government, calls them the aliens under the alien agreement, and they've cloned 10 million people in Hope, Arkansas. Go ahead.
I just call them what Jesus called them, which I've actually seen them. So
the dragon.
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, go back to the dragon.
But, Okay. 18. Well, through the United Nations, before the United Nations, in 1841, the dragon family changed the definition of their word in Latin and Greek, okay? They changed it to dinosaur. If you Google dinosaur in Latin, it's going to say Soros. It's going to say Stein. It's going to say Biden's maiden name, Kerry, Johnson & Johnson. And you could literally find these families by Googling dinosaur in Greek or in Hebrew or in Latin. So these are the people that we're dealing with. Well, when they started the United Nations, which started with Germany, show me your papers, they were locked down like we are. We are locked down in our house. We have lost the privilege of travel. Okay, that's the reason why we're in this. We're on liberty. We're on leave from the ship as citizens. We are property. We are grazing on the land. That is what is happening. That is the wall turn. That is what, why we're in this situation right now. Okay, we're on leave, liberty, from the ship, and we're slaves. And through the United Nations, they deem themselves a protected species. Now, in California, that slapped me in the face when I heard this. Because in California, I lost 250,000 off-road trails due to protected species. Well, it was hurting to me when every month goes by, a tree frog is gone forever. A frog, a turtle, a lizard, a bird, a moth, a bee. 36 species every single day.
Now, you're in California. You're in California, and you're in the food belt, and I want to discuss that in a few minutes about the shortage that's going on. But go ahead, about the trees and the birds. And
the sharks have lost the right to travel. The sunlight has lost the right to travel. This is what I'm saying. We are all in the same exact, from the bees to the sun to the rain. We've all lost the right to travel through the post office, through your birth, docked at the war, through the Wall Street, and then through the United Nations. Now, the United Nations, nations means race, okay, and it ain't us, and it ain't the dogs, it ain't the cats, it ain't the lions, okay? This is the system that we're living in. Now, my solution hit me in the face, because Jesus Christ said when he returns, he's going to bring heaven to earth. Well, it slapped me, I mean, so hard, like, spiritually. Well, if we were going to make highways to heaven for the universe, you know, something like that, you know, that we could all just unite against these people. All right, go ahead and talk to you.
What did you say, Amber?
I'm here, Stu. One moment. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. I didn't know what
so anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about. And we have Samantha Powell.
Basically, what it comes down to is that Satan has such control, what you're trying to explain, through the United Nations, the CDC, all this garbage, these certain people like Bill Gates and Fauci
they're using the same exact actors as they did in 1917, the Spanish flu. Dr. Fauci's father was the actual doctor who vaccinated the military, and 100,000 American soldiers died, and the war was over. That was Dr. Fauci. And Bill Gates' father was Bill Gates' father. He was there at the same exact time, the 1917 Spanish flu. What's even worse is when we find out Bill Gates' mother is Mary Maxwell Gates. And then we could go back to Israel. Who started
Maxwell. Yeah.
As in
Ghislaine Maxwell, the girlfriend of the pedophile, child trafficker. What's his name?
Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein is part of the dragon family. This is how they have ruled the earth, poisoned the oceans, the rivers, the lakes, caused tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes, flooding, storms. This is how the entire system works.
Weather wars. And then you've got which moves the jet streams, pulls it down, colliding. And this is what Super Spook Otis Johnson, I refer to him a lot because I still have a couple friends are super spooked. I've got a couple of them that are dead. You know, with OSS Original Super Spooks. But I mention him because I'm referencing other people as well, some that live today, some that even been inside the White House, etc., and go in and out on occasion. But I do get information. And there are 200,000 of these things registered with the National Security Agency, the U.S. government, since 1952. Eisenhower made the agreement. Now, I stuck his great-great-granddaughter. She hates the New World Order. She's one of us. She's telling them in a video on my website, basically, you lost. Because they have. They think they've won, folks. But through the power of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, who is God himself, who was here. I don't believe he was his son. I believe it was him. Now, with his power and authority that you exercise as a Christian, a true believer, you can move mountains. He says you could do more than I did. And what did he do? Healed people, raised them from the dead. With that said, I want you to continue, Amber.
Okay. Well, if you notice, every single time that you see the American flag, it has yellow fringe. That means that we, the citizens, are the enemy of the ship, the state. And when you see USS Lincoln, USS JFK, USS, that means United Superior States, okay? And most people say it's United Serpent States, okay? And then if you go to, now this is breaking news, okay? Right now I'm going to tell you something that's going to piss you off, and I need you not to go postal, okay? The ADL, the FBI,
the Anti-Defamation
Southern Poverty Law Center,
the Anti-Defamation League, directors,
okay.
One of the fallen angel-possessed human beings, Larry Mizell, who controls the economy, had Silverado savings loan, Iran-Contra, all tied up, and his partner, the other ADL director, all tied up with the fraud, folks, the fraud of the software, the Dominion software. He created the corporation, Brownstein did. They're both APEC directors. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the FBI, have written that 9/11, all the terrorist attacks that have happened in America through Barack Obama, through Bush, through the rioting after George Floyd, all this stuff, is white Christian violence.
Now, I want to add something.
FBI.
You brought up the Southern Poverty Law Center, who wrote about me as an anti-Semitic racist pig who made death threats to Jewish families in Denver. I didn't make death threats to any Jewish families. Go to the radio bar, you can listen to what got locked me up. Now, here's the point. Southern Poverty Law Center was tied to Louis Free, the FBI director, who was a Jew at the time, who was an Israeli Mossad operative acting as FBI director. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is disinformation and has been all over the press pertaining to Oklahoma City bombing, pertaining to 911. Every time something gets too hot, they jump up on the major networks, which are bought and paid for by the alien-possessed Leonard Melman, Brofman's of Seagram 7, both Jews, and Daddy Bush, who bought up Hollywood, and all, when they bought Hollywood, they ended up ownership of ABC, CBS, NBC. They already had the cocaine news network, CNN, with Ted Turner, and that Fox News was already Rupert Murdoch, Mossad, financed by Leonard Melman, who took over from Meyer Lansky. Now it's Larry Mizell, the APEC director. Go ahead. I'm tying some things together intentionally for a reason for our listeners. Go ahead.
Now, nobody's anti-Semitic here. We just want to find freedom. Okay? We want to end to this tyranny and this death cult. Okay? Now, we were talking about, so the FBI deemed 220 million pink, brown, light-skinned Americans Christians as terrorists. Okay, that means FEMA camps, That means all this stuff. This is what they're using. But we have other tools that we could use against them. We have prima comitatus, which was fine because they would beat us stupid Irish and blacks because we weren't willing to vote. So it's called suppression of the voter, the vote. And we can invoke the military to stop them, because at this moment, if you go to RT Television, I read an article that Barack Obama wrote saying that he was Kush's Kane, you know, the head Mongol that slaughtered Israel and slaughtered Europe. He says that he is going to, I can't say the name, Kush's Kane us. Mongol America, and that we either surrender, give away our
Mongols.
Okay, you go to Mongol America. We either surrender and give up our children and our wives, or pay the price. Now, that was shocking to be on a network.
Didn't Barack Obama, according to our mutual friend and other nurse Charlene, she made reference today. I think it was whatisitmean.com or Red State Watch, or one of the sites she watches on occasion. Reported Barack Obama made a statement in the past 24 hours pertaining to execution of the white man. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. That
bring
is
that
true.
Up in a minute after you finish what you were saying, please.
That's absolutely true. Now, if you look up the word rapture, okay, everybody's waiting for the rapture. They're laughing at you, y'all. We're not going away until the end of this. Let's be the ones that make it to the end, remember? Well, rapture in Latin means vampire, vulture, killer, thief, murderers. And when you watch Nancy Pelosi's hands, she does the Spock.
In Corinthians, it talks about a rapture. Now, this is where I believe, I put him on before, Joel. He's really an expert in the area of how the Christian community, the Scofield Bible, has been changed, and the Christian community believes in this rapture crap. You know, I used to read that and keep asking God, is it real? He never told me yes. Go ahead.
Well, that's not, I've never read
it. It's at the very end. It's the end. He's going to rapture his people up out of here and take them to heaven after we defeat them.
After we defeat them, after the battle's over. And blessed be the ones that make it there with their souls. Okay, the Mark of the Beast is here. And what is the Mark of the Beast? It's patent 0606006. It passed through Barack Obama. It's ID 2020. And that kind of got me upset, because it's always bothered me. Okay, how can you take a mark and lose your connection to God? That's impossible. Well, when you find out that this DNA, it's a DNA. Remember before the floods, we were all mingled and God flooded us out because our DNA was no good?
Because Eve mated with the devil. It was Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, and one kills the other's brother. He kills the innocent one. That was the devil bloodline that mated with her. People, go back and look at it. Genesis 3:23, I think. He beguiled me. And in Genesis 6, the fallen angels mate with humans. It was God had to cleanse the bloodline, and he did it with Noah. Go ahead.
Well, this Moderna vaccine, this is what I wanted to get into. This Moderna vaccine is Ivy Farba. Ivy Farba, who's made the gas to gas the American soldiers in concentration camps in World War II. Okay, so we have Ivy Farber, which turns into Moderna, which is Monsanto, which is even more terrifying when we find out that Attorney General Barr was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer with Alan Dershowitz. And if you Google the Epstein-Barr virus, herpes and mono, they made it together. So I was talking about Moderna and Jeffrey Epstein. Worked with Pfizer, MIT, Now, what he did was he ran, see, there's been no investigation. Where are these people? He ran a foreign exchange student program into Zorro Ranch, New Mexico, which the governor at the time of New Mexico, King, gave him federal grazing land. See, we're back to grazing again. We're back to the shit. And Donald Trump called...
The grazing land, by the way, folks... And for your own edification, hold your
it's
thought,
all federal
Amber.
Land.
Hold your thought. Where these ranches are, one's down on the border of Texas. It's been reported on my website. I forgot what the title was several years ago. The Supreme Court justice went down there. The one they praise all the time is dead. Scalia. He went down there. It was about him. Punch his name into my internet site on the search bar. You'll find it, folks. What you're talking about is child trafficking. And they fly these bigwigs in to go out and do what they want with the kid. So they pick their kid in advance, do pictures. This is what I've been seen and told. Evidence of. They pick them in advance. Out of a magazine published in California, out of Los Angeles. Chick, I think it is. CHICK or something like that. .com. I mean, this is child porno. I don't like child porno. I do not like pedophiles. And if I caught one, I'd probably have temporary insanity as my self-defense because the guy is in the hospital for the rest of his life in a nursing home as he dies because every bone was broken. Now, here's my point. There's spots all around the United States, all around the U.S., trafficking all the time. And it's all the same people. It's these alien-possessed human beings operating, and they're using human beings and paying human beings to do this. In my opinion, those that are involved need to be shot and killed. But that's my own opinion. Go ahead, Amber.
900,000 American children go missing every year in America. 900,000, 1,900 a day. Every 40 seconds, a child is kidnapped and disappears in America. 250,000 young adults under the age of 22 go missing every year in America.
Now, I might add one other thing about this kidnapping, child trafficking. I investigated... When I lived in Vegas, got to know a lot of former spooks. There's 24,000 of them out there living in Las Vegas, folks. Now, Beatty, Nevada. B-E-A-T-T-Y, I think it is, Nevada. There's three warehouses up there. Hewlett Packard. I think his name was Packard. He's whichever one it is. He's got this place on the strip he built about 20 years ago. Little bar restaurant down there by the Holiday Inn. Little hot spot. An air pilot, helicopter pilot, flew him to Beatty. Landed. Came back 15, 20 minutes later. Got in the helicopter, took him back. Next week he went out again. Shut it down. We're going to be a half an hour. An hour later, he finally gets pissed off. It's like, where is this guy? Is he okay? Goes knocking on the door. Some McGoon comes in there, and there's 30, 40 kids behind him, part of them naked, part of them with diapers on, crap running down their legs, everywhere from about, what I understood, about a year to about 9 years of age. Now, those kids, according to Super Spook Otis Johnson, when I asked him about it, he says, "Dude, that's top secret shit. That goes to the aliens. It's part of the alien agreement. We got to give them a million bodies a year. We got to give the aliens a million bodies a year. They need the blood. It's in the endorphins. They need the blood." Go ahead, Amber.
Well, looking into this, Washington, D.C.
By the way,
Washington,
let me add one more thing. The Saudi royal prince, Bandar, he had I think he's dead now, but he had like 12, 14 wives. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girls that were kidnapped in the United States, taken to Beatty. He landed out there. Daddy Bush met with him as vice president, ensured he got his kids. A couple of them are his wives. Bandar's kids. They're his wives. A little pedophilia. Go ahead, Amber.
Well, Washington, D.C., so this government loses 900,000 children a year. This government allows us to lose 250,000 children. Yet this government brings in 1 million refugees a year. So what do we have here? Slavery never ended in America. Everything is a lie. Our economy is ran on human trafficking and Afghanistan heroin. I'm so happy that President Trump is pulling our troops out of Afghanistan at the moment. And this is a system that we're built on. The government has no money. The banks have no money. We give the federal, which federal means feed to the gods. Government means mind control. They send their schools to learn Latin and Greek, while all children, they made up English in the 1700s. I think it was like 1776. And the most precious thing that we could give each other in the English language, which is a gift out of kindness, right? Which means poison. So they sit here, and this is what's happened. Everything that you thought was true is not true. The yellow fringe around the flag means that you are the enemy. I'm the enemy of the serpent state, superior state. Okay? And
there's two flags. There's one with the stuff around it and all that. And she's correct, folks. Yeah. I mean, they've created all these organizations and NGOs, non-governmental entities, orgs, and all the other stuff. And what she's leading to is the fact we're under a mind screw, New World Order, and it's end time prophecy being fulfilled, part of it real, part of it not real, that they changed the Bible with. And this is 4-5 years of her research. This is 38 years, excuse me, of my knowledge and research. This is a woman who sees what is at hand.
I see it. It's terrifying. Like I said, I've never read the Bible, the full Bible, front to back. I've read scriptures, and I listen to Bible verses, you know, as music, as background music. But I was shown the Bible in a vision. And, I mean, it's embarrassing to say that. Okay, yes, that's how crazy.
Nothing's embarrassing when God shows you something.
Well, it's heavy. It's overwhelming. And it's, oh, gosh. Anyways.
Touch on what you want to. If you desire to even touch that area.
Okay.
Because I've talked to you before about it.
Okay, well, let's get back to Jesus. Okay, why was Jesus Christ born in a barn? Because there's a housing shortage, because they burnt all the houses. Okay, it's the same thing. Jesus said, give them bread, not stones, Father. Give them fish, not serpents. Give them eggs, not scorpion stings. And when you find out that under Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, United Nations, sterilized 500,000 women in Kenya, okay? There's nothing new under the sun. They are here. When you look at the Red Cross, when you look at the American Medical, it is a staff with snakes. That's Hermes. Like I said, Hermes the Rapture. He's a thief, a murderer, a liar, and a killer, okay? That's the staff of the medical. America spent $4 trillion in healthcare in 2016. $4 trillion in healthcare. Imagine that, okay? They want us sick from the time that we're born until we die. But now they want to lower our age of living to 35, and they only need 500 million of us because they got their tech down. They got their robots. Okay, and they're calling our children this. I'm Generation X. There's the millennials. This next children is called Generation Z. And they made TV shows. Z Nation? Okay, that's Zionist Nation. Okay, that's Z Nation. That's Zorro Ranch. Okay, that's the Rapture. That's Zombie Land. Okay, when you watch these TV shows, this is what they want to do. And Barack and President Trump said he is sending. Now this is even more terrifying. Okay, General Gundoff. Okay, he has to trace the vaccine, to trace each and every single vaccine across America and probably the world. It's called Tiberius. Tiberius was the Caesar sitting over. I can't think of his name. That when Jesus Christ died. So the authority given to kill Jesus Christ was Tiberius, even though it was his Roman legion. Now if you watch, it was about 30 days ago, there was the Al Sharpton dinner, and you should watch that. Just the beginning, watch the Pope, okay? Or the Cardinal is his name. Okay, now we're getting back to Rome. Let's hit Rome real hard, okay? You ready?
I'm ready. The listeners are, I know.
Okay. Well, let's go to Rome. Washington, D.C. is not American soil. Nobody's ever going to go to jail in Washington, D.C. because they have foreign immunity. Washington, D.C. does not speak for you. It is an ivory castle, empire.
I call it the 10-mile square district of criminals. Washington, D.C.
10 by 10. 10 by 10. Vatican is its own sovereign land. The Bank of London is its own sovereign land. These people do not speak for you. I call it the United States of Entertainment. These poor congressmen and senators, they mean well when they get there, but they're told, probably with guns to their head, to shut up and go along.
No, I add to that. I know the facts behind that. 6 out of 10 of them are chipped. The others are mind controlled. Okay? If they didn't get chipped, they got mind controlled. Because most of them have been to Israel. And then they put gas underneath the door and knock them out. They go and put the chip in them. And others, they do it with a gas that mind controls them. And whatever their subliminal being is that's calling them up, telling them what to do, they do it. Now,
there's
only 6 congressmen and senators, in my opinion. I won't name them all, but Jim Jordan's one of them that are good people. DeSantis, Nunes, one of them became the governor of Florida, okay, Stewart of Utah, etc. You can go back to the hearings of the impeachment of Donald Trump and go to the hearings of the so-called investigation that was all false shit. False crap against Trump.
It is. And it's even more embarrassing when you find out that Sidney Powell could get General Flynn off the first day. It's not even his legal name
General Flynn, I want to say something about General Flynn. I drove Super Spook Otis Johnson in 2004 and then again in 2010. 9 or 10. Twice in 4, once in 10, up to Grand Island, Nebraska. He lived in Hastings, Nebraska. A U.S. Air Force jet with a number on the tail wing, thick wings. The general's jet pulls the missiles down, bam, 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 and shoot anything. F-16s, 14, follow them around. I took him to the airport to meet one general. One of them was General Flynn. The other one was Michael Hayden. If I ever saw Michael Hayden, I would have temporary insanity hurting him in person. Now, I saluted both. I didn't salute Hayden. He saluted me because he saw me driving off in Otis's Cadillac. He says, "You stay in the car. You get the fuck out of here as soon as I hit the bottom of that walkway up to the jet." I said, "Okay." He salutes him. They both salute over me. I saluted Flynn. I saw Michael Hayden. The windows were slightly tinted in the Cadillac, but he knew I was there. Otis said, "They're testing me because you're up here remodeling my house. They're testing me." They took me out to Area 51. Show me the new helicopter that disappears. No sound, no downdraft, just very little. Disappears in the sky. I won't give all the other secrets, but It can blow up behind a mountain, shoot a thing out of the top, and sit on one side. Nobody can hear it. He says, I would suggest you don't say anything about that on the airway. Because I was doing radio shows while I was there, and it's pissing him off, remodeling his house. He kind of took me under his wing for protection. Now, General Flynn was another one that flew in there. Saluted me. I saluted him back. I remember his face. Go ahead, Amber.
Well, the paperwork filed against General Flynn, it's not even his legal name. Now, let's talk the legal name. You know, the Library of Congress, Governor Gavin, Cuomo, Nancy, Schiff, Maxwell, all the congressmen and senators didn't even use their legal name. Now, I ask you, can you take an oath to anything, sign a contract, anything, without using your legal name? No, you can't. So this
let's look at that congressman, folks, for a moment, what she's talking about. Let's take a look at the one up in, what is it, Minnesota. The so-called female radical Islamic, I forgot her name.
She's getting impeached.
It's a he. It's a he, folks, not a she. Oh. It lied in its records to become a congressman. It lied in its records saying it was a she, when it's a he, married to its own brother, what everybody's reporting all over the internet.
Oh,
I mean,
Omar.
Hey,
Omar,
take the pants down. Put her up before the United States Senate and Congress.
Can't do that.
And pull her fucking pants down, his pants, and let's look if it has a female or a male part. End of story. Ends all rumors. We need justice in America. Rumors. We need the sort of thing to happen. Go ahead.
It's not rumor. Omar is a man, and she married her brother. Her father committed immigration fraud. She committed immigration fraud. And she has embezzled over $300,000+, and yet there's still no arrest. Okay, there's still none.
Now, let's take Kamala Harris. The vice president, so-called elect, it isn't elect, it's Trump and Pence. It's not going to be Biden and this little black broad.
She's not black.
She's Jamaican. Her father...
Her dad's whiter than
her
mine.
Her father and her grandfather were white slave owners, folks, in Jamaica. She grew up there half the time.
Well...
Having white slave owners in Jamaica. They were white, they were black or Jamaican with white slaves. What the fuck? And then she becomes a prostitute.
And
what's your way through law school being a prostitute? Because the attorney general or whatever it is, a prosecutor in LA or whatever the hell it is. And then because of. What is she, a senator, Congress? What?
She was, okay, Kamala Harris. She was the attorney general for California. She built maximum security prisons. She knowingly, if you watch the presidential debate with her and Gabbard, she knowingly put to death black men. And she refused to release the evidence to clear them. And she knowingly kept people in jail after their sentence was over for cheap labor.
This is the Satan mentality. This is Satan mentality versus Jesus Christ mentality, correct?
Absolutely. Like I said, we need the Church of Satan to turn their upside down cross right side up and stab that devil to death. It's time we all come together and end this tyranny on travel, shipping lanes, law means land, air, water, law. Land, air, water, law. American Bar Association is not American at all. People talk about the Jews.
The Jews
were kidnapped from Europe, sent to Israel. Okay, us white Caucasians, Europeans, do not belong in 120 degrees. Okay, they're stuck. They have been tortured. Bombs shooting at them all the time by their own government. The sun never sets on the British Empire. It's the British, that's what I'm saying. They deem themselves a protected species.
It's a fucking monarch. It's a dictatorship. Monarch.
Dictatorship.
And we have a dictatorship here. It's not Trump. Here's where it is, folks. They call us a democracy. We are not a fucking democracy. We are a republic. Who was it? Jefferson? That said, if you can keep it. We're a republic. A democracy is socialism. It's the New World Order. It's the oh, come under our control. Go ahead, Amber.
We are a republic, but they have dirtied every ounce of the republic. Now it's republish. Rome was a republic until a dictator came over. Now we're talking about the yellow fringe on the flag. Now Hitler was the first person that I know of that hung the flag upside down, you know, full draped down. Barack Obama inauguration, which he had the Temple of Zeus, Satan, built in the Denver airport where he took his 2008 inauguration or his acceptance for being presidential elect.
Hey.
Okay.
When you look through there, I want to add to 2008. Go ahead.
Well, he draped the flag, you know, upside down, long ways. That means dictatorship. It's called flag etiquette, okay? Now, President Trump is now draping the flag the same way on the White House, first time ever done. I mean, yes, from the balcony, you know, they have, but from the Rose Garden. And recently, Melania Trump, which I love her to death, I'm not saying anything bad, okay? I question everything, okay? I do not want to be deceived, and I want to set my people free. And I have done all this research, I'm bringing you this, and I could have done it in a better way. I'm sorry, it's a little bit late right now. But, to set my people free. And this all goes back to we were all born in a shipping war. Okay, we have lost the right to travel, like Nazi Germany. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. We don't have any papers. We are cattle, goats, goyim, and we are on leave from the ship Liberty, and we're grazing, and we're property. This is how they can coal us, coaling us. They're going to coaling us, kill us, with demon's term. President Trump called the demon's term, not me. So now for the rest of my life, he shocked me. I never heard such a word. He called it demon's term. So now every time for the rest of my life, I'm going to hear vaccine, I'm going to think demon's term. This is not, it's a bio weapon. It is not healthy. Americans are the most malnutritioned people on earth. We can thank Operation Paperclip for that. Our food is not real. Our sunlight is stolen. Our air is poisoned. Our food is poisoned. Our water is poisoned. Okay, our children are being poisoned, mind, physically, and now electromagnetic radiation. They are put up 1 billion cell towers. Now we're getting back to Jesus. It's so amazing how all this stuff just goes back to Jesus' day. Jesus, what did Jesus say to do with fruitless, rotten trees? Let's smite the earth. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to cut them down. And then when you look at Harold's temple, the temple, and then you look at the D-Wave microchip, it's the same exact to the T on a micro level. Harold's temple. What did Harold do? He killed all the firstborns. What do you have to do to become a cult member, Illuminati? Those are just the bottom feeders. I got to the top, the dragon family, which called themselves... it's just too much. To get into the Illuminati, you have to kill your firstborn, or you have to sacrifice your mother, your brother, your cousin, your wife, somebody you love the most. You have to give them up. Okay, just like Kanye West's mom died. Jennifer Hudson.
This is true. They do it. They do it.
Yep.
George Herbert Walker Bush's daughter died. Okay? Mm-hmm. Daughter died, and she, him, and Barbara went out and played golf while she died at the hospital. Go ahead. Firstborn.
These are the things, and it's been since the beginning of time. Okay, Pope Francis decreed that he wants no more babies born. period. So that means Jesus is coming home soon. Okay, and he wants, and Harold, they just elected a congresswoman, Harold, to Congress, and Kevin McCarthy said that today. And it was just, everybody's here. King David's going to be crowned, or it's already crowned, which happens to be King William, or Prince William, Prince Harry. Barack Obama is Hitler's grandchild. Merkel is his aunt. If you Google Barack Obama's grandmother, the first picture that's going to pop up is Hitler with a chick and a dog. And then you're going to see below that it's going to have Barack Obama, his mother, and his you know, grandmother. It's the same chick. Okay, these people, and that's what's so terrifying about the Pfizer vaccine, because it's Jeffrey Epstein's DNA. And from what I understand, it changes our DNA, because we have two strands of DNA, 23 chromosomes each, which is 46. And every single cell, now I want you to listen to me. I don't know if you know how much you are loved and how special each and every single one of us are. Your DNA code, if they were to print it out, paper to paper, back to back, it would go to the moon and back and still have more paper. Okay, your code is that long. One single cell in your body, through a microscope, is a universe of life. A whole entire universe of life lives in one single cell in your body. Okay, you are loved, you are divine, and you are Christ. Each and every one of us are Christ. Now, Mike Pompeo said about June that 1,000 years of peace. We're hearing this, we haven't heard this since World War II, 1,000 years of peace. Well, it's 1,000 years of peace because if you look at Michelle Obama's presidential painting dress, Barack Obama just put it up the other day.
By the way, folks, it's a he. It's a he. I mean,
yes, it's Big Mike. It's Michael Robertson. He went to school with Bill Gates. The picture's everywhere. Well, on her presidential...
The two queers in the White House. First, well, we have the lesbo and the queer in the White House. AC/DC, well, both of them. Clintons. And then we got...
Stu.
You go ahead. I'll leave it alone.
Stu.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Rome. It's the brotherhood. It's like zombies with their tanks and their bombs and their guns. Zombies. It's a brotherhood, okay? Women have lost. They don't want women anymore, okay? It's to be a part of Rome, you have to dress up as a woman. Just like the Pope disappointed a whole bunch of a priest. They're dudes in dresses. Just like every single accomplishment a woman has done has just recently been beaten by a man acting as a woman.
No,
okay?
The Pope Iman.
This goes back to Greek. No. This goes back to Greece. In Greeks, what do? They were boy lovers, little boy lovers. They threw all the women out to lesbian island. The lesbians became Amazon warriors. I told you we're in a shipping lane. Amazon warriors, dykes, okay? And then you have it. It's the same thing. Rome is Greek. Greece, okay? That's where it comes from.
Okay.
And the problem is, I love the transgender community. Okay, and when you talk to them, it's heartbreaking. 100% of every single transgender person I have talked to was sexually raped and molested as a child. And I have gone out of my way to ask these questions, which are hard questions. Well, when you find out that molesters and rapists of children were raped and molested as a child. This is the system we're living in. This is 242 years of the Sanhedrin, rhinos, and Republicans, one world order. I do not anti-Semites, okay? I have no hate for anybody in this world. I just want to save Earth. I want to save the butterflies. The bees are extinct. You cannot have a blade of grass grow without extinct. Last time I heard, there was 4% left in North America.
And so when the bees are gone, 2 years later, we dry out and we're gone.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ, okay? Jesus Christ, we're back at Jesus again. We're back at Jesus again. You're not supposed to harm the land. And anything that smites the earth, I'm not anti-Semite. To be an anti-Semite means that you're anti-Smite. Anything that smites the earth, you should smite it back. Okay? These frequencies, these towers, I call them cell temple towers. Okay? Because they're low. Like China said, I don't have to invade America. I have my weapons already deployed. It's low electromagnetic radiation poisoning. It's scrambling your DNA. Now, let's talk about Michelle Barack Obama's dress. Her dress is your chromosome 8 panel DNA. That is your chromosome 8 DNA panel. When you're getting tested for COVID, they're testing for your chromosome 8 DNA panel. So everybody's going to test positive until you receive the vaccine. Now, what is your chromosome 8? Now we're going back to Bill Gates, Bill Maxwell Gates again. He stated that his goal was 1 out of 2 Americans to have autism. His goal is 1 out of every 10 American children to have cancer. And when you find out your chromosome 8 DNA chromosome marker is your IQ and fights cancer. So this is what we're at. We can't fight our military. Those are our boys. Those are our sons and daughters. So what do we got to do? We got to protect our brain and our DNA. That's where I'm at today. Now, when you know what makes your brain. Now,
hey, let me tell you something. As a United States Marine, X, 3 years, no kids, I'll tell you right now, if the United States military in any way, shape, and or form turns on the American people, I will kick their ass with all the ex-military and the militia, the posse comitatuses, and the patriots, and we outnumber them about 200 million. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. We can already demand the posse comitatus, and we can demand highways of heaven for shipping lanes. For all the butterflies, the sharks, the whales, the killer whales, everything.
We can clean it up.
Killed.
Your point is, you describe all of the stuff and their agenda from ancient times, 100 years ago to now, and what they're doing to us. Now, what's the solutions?
Okay, I have a peaceful solution. An absolute peaceful solution, and get recognition from the military, and to demand the military personally, peacefully, and get them to help us willingly. We can demand posse comitatus. We can.
We're well organized.
No. I'm talking about the acting military.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm hiding in the car. Anyways, go ahead.
But you were talking about the military.
Okay, I was talking about the military. We can get posse. I'll be there in a second. My TV's not working. Okay, posse comitatus. Okay, our election, we were bullied. We were attacked. They stole the election. It was theft. Even if President Trump, you know what I mean? President Trump wanted Operation Warp Speed.
He's
going to
be the President of the United States. You can calm down. Everybody calm down on him. We got to demand voter recount, and it will be a bloodbath if he isn't put in office. Go ahead.
I'm talking about a peaceful transition. Okay, a peaceful way forward.
I'm talking about a peaceful transition. People over Washington, D.C., if Donald Trump is not put in power, there would people be hanging from fucking trees, public officials, shot on sight, wherever they're at. It will be a bloodbath. Go ahead. I hope to God we don't have that.
I don't agree.
People are so pissed off. Amber,
yes,
I'm just telling
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
The Patriots are so mad, they're greasing the guns, they're getting prepared for battle like I've never seen it ever in 20 or 38 years. Go ahead.
I agree. I watched the presidential coronavirus task force today, and it was earth-shattering. But my peaceful is to do what Jesus told us to do, to grab your cross and to walk. Your courthouse is not the actual courthouse. We are ruled and judged at the post office. That's why every single courthouse across the land is closed, except for the federal. Our courthouse is the post office. Our military is ran by the post office. Dianne Feinstein has took...
Where did you get this about the post offices running everything, Amber?
Well, when you turn 18, you have to go register at the post office for duty, right?
Well, sure. Okay. In other words, the post office knows where you're at all the time.
When you were born in the hospital ward, you were docked in the maternity ward. Your mother didn't check you out. Then you became the ward of the state.
Okay.
And the state
part
docked
of the information
you at the post
system.
Office.
What you're talking about is part of the information system to the new world order. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is how they rule us. This is the system that they're ruling us on. That's what I'm trying to say.
Good. Now, you're familiar with, for our listeners, because we're at 1 hour. I don't want to run but a minute or two, 3 minutes more. Otherwise, I go through problems with the recording.
Get to my solution.
Okay. Then go ahead. I'll have to condense. I'll do it. It's worth it to hear everything that you have to say tonight. I'm asking you to say it.
My solution is to do what Poland did, to do what Russia did, to do what Pakistan did. Okay, when they declared martial law in Pakistan, what was the first thing that they did? They barred the Pakistan Bar Association from doing law. And they sat peacefully. And yes, they were killed in Poland and Pakistan. They sat peacefully at the post office and at the police department. Okay, I'm asking everybody to peacefully gather, make a cross, and let's charge and demand that every roadway, shipping lane, postal office, Amazon, airway, space force, free travel for all Earth life, not just the dragon protective family species. We are losing 36 species a day to genocide due to this crap. They're literally stopping all travel from every species. It's not an American problem. It's not a human problem. It's not a bird problem. It's not a whale problem. It's even a plankton problem. The largest mammal on Earth eats the smallest being on Earth, plankton in the ocean. That's being killed too. Because none of us, they deemed themselves have the right to dictate travel. That's this whole entire thing. It's a Ponzi. It's a lie. And we could save ourselves peacefully, no violence. And that's my solution.
Now, in time prophecies, I've studied. I've read
Highways
the Bible.
To heaven. Jesus
I read
studied.
The Bible. I'll say I read 90% to be truthful with God. Because part of it was I couldn't handle Old Testament, some of this stuff. Now, that's where I bring experts in. I want to see where we're at, what's happening, and been studying this since about the time I married witch doctor. God forced it upon me in the mornings, doing bids, working them up, and he's forcing the TV on me. A couple evangelical Christian type things. Now, my mother ingrained in me. My father ingrained in me. And I went off track a little bit because of lust of the flesh and money. Making that $1 million a year. Netting $100,000 after taxes. Meet witch doctor. Oh my God. After that, well, my life turned upside down. Now I'm drawing Social Security disability. $800 a month, broken neck, depending on contributions for help, the whole bit, and can barely pay rent and keep the internet up, which I owe him $500 right now. Contributions would be nice. Here's the point. I came up against the New World Order. The only reason I breathe and am alive, the oldest federal whistleblower still blowing his friggin' mouth off, me, Stu Webb. The oldest, the second is Terry Reed. He had to take the $200,000, keep from his wife being shot in the head, and him from the Justice Department. He still can sell his book, Clinton Bush and the CIA on Amazon. We'll leave it at that. He's alive. Thank God. Others have had to do that. They offered me $7 million, Milman did, in 97. As they're blocking me from the grand jury room, the FBI, Mark Hostlaw, the next day I get a phone call from the former city prosecutor, Norman Early of Denver, Colorado, who I used to feed all this information to and nobody got prosecuted, wants to meet with me to give me my $7 million to be paid out over 5-7 years in annuities. $500,000 in cash, $500,000 a year you can collect, shut your mouth and go away. I don't want to shut my mouth. I want this new world order, the money pigs, in the ground. Go ahead, Amber.
I know, Stu.
That's my anger. They took my daughter from me. I got really pissed. She has no idea. But I'm familiar with the fact that she does listen to these broadcasts. And I apologize to her. Because I wasn't a father with more money and more power than Leonard Milman, her grandfather. And could fight off what they did, taking her out of my life. And I've loved her since she was conceived. And I knew that her mother was pregnant. She doesn't understand that. I hope to God she hears this broadcast. She is a psychiatrist issuing medication, a doctor in Boulder. And I hope she hears me, because I love you and have loved you since you were conceived. I knew when you were conceived. I felt it.
Yeah.
You know when you're pumping the kid.
That's enough.
I'm telling you, I knew it.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Daddy.
Well, what can I say? But she doesn't know that, because she's been programmed with all this disinformation that her mother got away with attempted murder. And I don't want to even get into that. It's history. God's going to just the mother. Now, she also knows my own daughter, who I serve as my God, and her mother, who her mother serves as her God. Now, it's up to her whether, while she's alive, whether she ever knows me or not, ever talks to me. She doesn't understand that I love her and have from the beginning. Because they programmed her under the New World Order government programming with Milman and her mother to program her differently. It's up to her to make that decision, whether we ever talk or not. Because I've reached out and it hasn't happened. Is it the soul? Is it the programming? Is it the disinformation? I think she doesn't understand that I love her. That may be part of it. I'm going to leave it at that. Amber?
It's pain. It's pain still. It's just pain. And then daddies are supposed to protect their daughters and their children. And you weren't there because her mother was an evil satanic witch. There's lots of them. They eat their own babies. Yep. I mean, Albert's
child protective custody, the state of Texas, a judge. I mean, we had a mental disturbance warrant issued for arrest, and they all protected her. And then the government protects her. Then they locked me out for 10.5 months. And 38 times I nearly died.
It's
two things in life I want. I want my daughter to talk to me, if it's possible. If it isn't, it's God's will. I only leave it in prayer with him. It's up to her. Second, I am going to change this country. I'm going to be part of the change for God, Jesus Christ, who is human form, not the Son, but God himself in human form, in my opinion. And we have so much power and authority. If you know how much I prayed all the time, and I see damage done to the enemy, if you'd start praying, folks, pray for one angel. Remember what Jesus said. What did he do? He healed people, raised them from the dead, and all these miracles. You could do more. I leave you with the Holy Spirit, and you can do more than I have done. Go ahead, Amber.
I'm in absolute agreement with you. When I pray, I believe it's done, and it's done. And I prayed and everything that, you know, be careful what you pray for. I asked for knowledge, truth, and how to, who's the enemy, and how do I set my people free. And that's what we're at right now. We have so many, all these weapons formed against us. We're going to turn them around and use them against them. Now, our founding fathers were geniuses. We'll have to agree to that. And they wrote a Insurrection Bloodline Act. These people aren't even allowed to be our representatives. They pass their seat on to their children, to their children, to their children, to their children. We have 242 years of demonic possession in America. Okay, every other country in the world has deemed, America and Canada have deemed the Democratic Party a terrorist organization. These people do not love Earth. They do not love clean air, water. They love money. It's gold and silver and power and hurting people. And
we are at, in my opinion, Amber, and for the edification of all the listeners who will hear this program, in my opinion, it's right versus wrong. We have no stoppage. We have to go right, strictly down God's guideline, because we're going to be transferred, all of us, soon into heaven. We're in the Great Tribulation. Some people say it's 3.5 years, others say it's 7 years, dispensationalism, and all this stuff. But one thing is, why is it? But we're going to have all these diseases, and all the other stuff it talks about in Revelation 12 forward, diseases, 36 to 39 diseases. How many times did Jesus get whipped? Is this dispensationalism, or is this curses upon the people because of what we are, the human race? 50% of the human race. Let me think of a number. 50% of the human race is totally, in my opinion, mentally ill. It's Satan's backed for Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Democratic Party, Republican Party. I mean, New World Order, Satanism, we have to push it now. Look, their agenda was 2000. We're at 2020. Otis Johnson told me, between 2022 and 2025, the New World Order, Satanism, the NSA, HARP, the one in Switzerland, the one in Texas is operational. Nobody knows about top secret shit. Yeah, yeah. What's it called?
Military.com. You can see it all.
Yeah. Okay. He said They look in space-time. This is what the aliens, the Bolognese, brought up Adolf Hitler. Space-time, anti-gravity, free energy, Nikola Tesla. Look him up. The Tesla Society, Colorado Springs. I spoke there to a patriot group. So, what are you developing in way of free energy? That all went up from a J.P. Morgan, Adolf Hitler, who created the flying saucers with the aliens, and then the technology, and all of the scientists got shoved over the U.S. government. Now, we have this alien agreement. It listens to you. The NSA base. Listen to Super Spook Otis Johnson 2013. He's saying he's going to Bluffdale soon with the general. Who was that general? Probably Flynn. He was national security underneath Obama at the time. The Obama got rid of because he was trying to clean it up. We have these aliens, and it comes back to fallen angel possessed human beings. I ask, that means if there's 200,000 of them that are possessed by aliens, fallen angels, Otis, that means all the world leaders are possessed. He says, no, Stu. He says, some of them aren't. It's their aides. It's their aides that give them bad advice. Kennedy Conway was a traitor to America. I'm declaring it right now. She's a witch. Was she possessed by a fallen angel? Who knows? She picked all these stooges. She helped the president pick him. And then the president, Trump's son-in-law, is really the sad stooge. They got his future life of vodka drugged up so he could fuck her. Okay? Stop the predator. And that's the point. He's in the stooge yet.
Still,
he's the president of the United States 2 days after the election twice to resign. Confess, you lost. He confesses his wife that night in bed to convince her to tell her father, Ivanka, to tell her father to conceive. He can do it. This little prick.
Oh,
let me finish. After Milman was stealing oil from Yukos, exposed by President Putin, selling 50 cents a dollar to Milman's third largest shipping company in the world, my ex-father-in-law, ex-rich doctor's father, he wasn't a father-in-law to me, was stealing all that oil from Yukos, Russia, for 10, 15 years. All of a sudden, after Russian Putin throws the Yukos president in jail, 10 years, finally gets presidential body and runs back to Israel, Ivanka Trump's husband, Jared Kushner, picked up, started selling the oil from Russian Putin, Yukos oil, state-controlled Russian oil company, to Israel. He became buddies with Putin and Bibi Netanyahu. Why did he step in that place that they just lost? Because he's an Israeli operating in the United States of America. Mr. President, you fucking little prick. Cut him off. You did the other stooge, Kellyanne Conway. Go ahead, Amber. I want you to wrap it up.
Okay, well, I happen to like Kellyanne Conway. She's the bravest person I ever seen.
No. Don't even go on her, because I could have arguments for hours. During Kellyanne Conway's husband ran a pact to impeach Trump. He also was the one that appeared on CNN News the day they stole supported the impeachment of Trump, which was illegal. He appeared saying, oh, my wife works in the High White House as the president's counselor. He needs to be impeached. She's a secretary stooge. Now, he's got people back again. Henry Russell, the smartest one among them. Kaylin McEnany, press secretary current. Mr. President, I salute you for getting your brain back together. Go ahead. Don't mention Kellyanne Conway. We're going to be on there for too long. I don't want that, okay? If I saw her husband in public, I would have temporary insanity. I'd be locked up for putting him in a nursing home, broken every bone, the rest of their lives for treason and sedition. I would serve about 2 to 5 years. I would be released as a mental case. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing that they're rolling out now is mental health. So if you question the vaccine, anyways, I love you, Stu. That sounds like a perfect show.
Go ahead. What?
I said that's it. It's 11 and 21 minutes. 1 hour and 21 minutes.
We can go as long as you want. I want you to cover tonight for the audience. You've got a whole spectrum of things. Anything you missed, I want it out tonight. If it takes another 20, 30 minutes, let it loose. I want you to speak your piece.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, it's Rome. Rome said in 2017 that it wanted to send 590 million refugees to North America. It's called depopulation, repopulation. We went from the pilgrims to indentured servants to debt servants to slaves to now that we are refugees. It's the same exact thing. It's depopulation, repopulation. This is how the empire state works.
Now, and can I ask you a question? When you talk about refugees, let's talk about New York City. I don't know how many millions of people have left the place. All the other states, I've heard from listeners and various spooks and different ones, like Flagstaff, Arizona. It's so packed with RVs and people in their cars, living out of their cars, thinking they're going to move down there, leaving California. It's coming out of New York, California, all over the place. Where they got the lockdowns, they're not going to tolerate it anymore. So they're moving someplace else they think that they can do. Go ahead. Plus, the economy is so bad, they're having to move in with their family and friends.
They're going to make it illegal to have two families in one home, which I think they already did. And what's even more devastating is when you look at the riots, where every single riot, where they burnt down, it's part of the new Smart City United Nations agenda. So all the places that they burnt down, they're going to be building the smart cities. And what's even worse is when you look at the CARES Act bill that passed for coronavirus, it was written in 2019. Okay? It was written and passed in 2019. It was written through Congress in 2019, and then it was passed through Senate. Okay, all you have to do is, all this information is in the Library of Congress. And another thing, if you go to the CIA website and look at Illuminati Card Deck 1995, it's all right there. 9/11, COVID, the Trump card, it's all there.
Do you know that the Illuminati cards, does Alex Jones appear in there?
Yes, he does, and that was supposed to be you. But you refuse to lay down and take the money.
You got that right. They offered it to me, folks. Oh, the Illuminati card game. I forgot when this was. 2007, 8, 9, 10. I don't remember. And you're correct about this because we've talked about this. Go ahead.
You've guided me and helped me through this process, which has been... It was heavy as daunting.
I adopted you as my own kid a long time ago, like I have many others. And I love you, sweetie, for what you do for America.
Well,
Go ahead.
It's hard. What we have now is the same actors, the same families, the same agenda is World War I, World War II. And we have the Bolsheviks, we have the Zionists, we have the CFR, the World Economic Forum, putting on a show. Okay? So when you see the rioter, I mean, all the rioters and all the people burning down, they were paid by our federal government. Nancy Pelosi is using military propaganda. They have allowed the Five Eyes in the world to use military propaganda against us through Facebook, YouTube, Google, TV. We are literally under 100% attack. Any which way you turn around, you are under attack. There's no place left to go. That's what I stated. Jesus Christ said that he would bring heaven to earth, and this time he comes as a comforter. Well, I'm asking everybody to go to the post office and demand right to travel and call it whatever you want, highways to heaven.
But why do you demand the post office right to heaven? Why don't we do it to the president? Rather than that, a right to be human beings and Americans against. President Trump, you've been stooged, you've been fucked, you've been screwed over, sideways, backwards, by the New World Order. It's time for you to stand up in the second term, which you will be, and prove that you were elected. I know that. And we're going to have stand behind him, demand recount, etc., in every state to do it.
I have 407 electoral college votes. But the problem is why didn't he deem himself the president of the United States?
He is. He's going to be the next term president. I know that.
Barack Obama and President Trump are cousins. So is Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm saying. We are dealing with the most ridiculous situation that you could possibly find yourself
in. Are you trying to say that we're all being stooged by Satan and the New World Order and a big fiasco?
Stooges, okay? Okay, he promised to get rid of globalism, but he was Mr. Universe.
I ask you something. Where do you get your information? How do you tie together Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Trump together, interrelated New World Order? Go ahead.
Every single president has been related. Every single president has been related. And you can't be the first lady of America unless you're a dude. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's Rome. We're in the Colosseum. It's the arena. It's the theater. This is what we're dealing with.
Okay. Amber.
Yeah.
You've rendered your opinion. Do you have any closing words? Anything else to add? I told you I'd do the show with you. Let you loose. Let you have your time. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm being called to turn on the TV real quick.
I want you to close this in prayer to God. Okay?
Hold on one second. Let me turn on this TV. Just give me a second.
Folks, this is StuWeb.com. We're still here. Amber?
I'm here. Hold on.
Are you trying to play something for the audience? Ladies and gentlemen, are you trying to play something for the audience?
Hold on. Give me a second. Yeah, I wanted to play this from today from Dr. Fauci. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Can you hear it?
Not yet.
Can you hear it?
No. Put your phone to the speaker. We don't hear it, Amber.
Never mind, it's not going to work.
Turn it up loud and Set your phone near the speaker. Well, I want to hear what you have to say.
It's okay, Stu. It's not going to work.
Okay.
All right. Well,
what's the website? Tell us what Fauci said.
He said that he's calling in the cavalry, and he's going to. You don't stop shooting when you're in war. You keep shoot. And after the cavalry comes, you keep on shooting. That's what Dr. Fauci said. It's the last 2 minutes of today. If you go to the Right Side Broadcasting, Golden State Broadcasting, or the White House on YouTube, these are all YouTube channels, or Donald J. Trump YouTube channel, and you just listen to the last 2 minutes of Dr. Fauci. He says the cavalry's coming, and you shoot, and keep on shooting. When the cavalry comes, you still shoot. Talking about the vaccine.
Now, I would ask you, as a nurse, a mother, a patriotic American woman, ready to defend this country, as a Christian, as a prayer warrior, I would ask you a few questions.
Okay.
First, I want to make a statement before I ask you the question, because of my knowledge through the intelligence community. Donald Trump is not a Satanist.
No, I don't believe that. The line is drawn. Okay, look, Satanists, we're all the Church of Satan. What is the Church of? It's the upside down cross. We all have been sinners. We all are fallen. It isn't until you turn your life to Jesus, your cross gets turned right side up. And that's why I'm asking for the Church of Satan, the five-star generals, the five-star trust, to pick up their cross, to turn it right side up, and let's walk to the post office, and let's demand highways to heaven for free travel and safe travel for all. That includes the moths, the bees, the birds, the sharks, the whales, even the plankton and humanity.
Good. Amber.
Free right to travel.
Okay. Now, you made a point of that throughout this broadcast. Now, it's God Almighty that's going to change it. And it's the human race that's going to change it. We're going to have to get physical. I already know that. Everybody I've talked to for the past 60 days are taking their guns, greasing them, lock and load them. They got their duct tape as nooses. They hang people from fucking trees. And we're getting ready for a massive revolution like we've never seen, which is the cleansing of Satan off of our planet. We are the David and we are the Goliath story in the Bible, folks. If you haven't figured that out and you're living today, surrender yourself to Satan. Go get your vaccination, your DNA changer, your mark of the beast, and you'll be really in good shape, you think. Then your ass is cooked. Now, you stand before God, you're going to be okay. But what I see right now happening is, besides the chemtrails lighting us up and 5G, which we're going to all be radiated with, which Amber covered pretty extensively this evening, has suffered massive abuse from the government. Now we have the food shortage coming. All of the things, Revelation 12 on. Do you stand with God? Do you have the power and authority to command angels to war against them? Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart, mind, and soul? Do you have the Holy Spirit? I'm starting to sound like a preacher. But that is a warring battle.
It is.
It is. It's the only thing left that we have besides, hey, I got my 9mm. You come to the house, everybody's going to die. I was a Marine Corps trained. Don't attack me in the middle of the night. What you do, you storm the place, you're all dying. Headshot, headshot, headshot. You're all dying. Then we're going to start talking. Before it's over with, you know, I'll be arrested, whatever, as you storm my house. I expect that as a whistleblower. Now, let me further it. And I hope Patriots help me out, bail me out, come to my defense when that day happens. I'm on the front lines. I know that. This shit's going to hit the fan. Except, I'm going to whack them all, go out the back door, and I'm coming to get you, Satan. I hope everybody else does. We have a war. We have a war. It's a spiritual war. You're going to be praying every day against the enemy. You're going to be asking God for protection. You're going to be asking God, send angels of protection. Psalms 92 to your direction. You're going to be warring angels against the enemy. Asking God to war his angels against the enemy. And when you ask for it, ask it. It shall be done, he says. Whatever I did, you can do more than I did. He raised people from the dead. We can command his warring angels to go in and destroy the enemy. I do it. Other people do it. I've seen change in this country in significant ways as a result of that. Now, we as people, Americans, patriots, Amber, patriot American, a mother, a wife, a nurse, professional, patriot, tired of seeing this, tired of seeing and hearing all the garbage. We have to put a stop to it. Now, there's two ways they're going to happen, in my opinion. One is we will see Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Democratic Party come out and attack America after Donald Trump's reelected and proves he's the president, which he will do, in my opinion. They're going to go nuts and they come into your neighborhoods. Oh, they'll firebomb the place with blowhards. Do what Overland Park, Kansas did. Call the cops and have them arrested. All the men came out with their guns, the wives with their cameras. I think you witnessed something. You saw, Amber, as I recall, about that. But that was across the state line for me. That was America's. No, you're not going to come out here, blow your horn, 9, 10, 12 of you. We're going to arrest you. And they called the cops and they got him for, they made citizens arrest for disturbing the peace. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. If they start burning the cities and they start looting the neighborhoods, here's what I'm asking all Americans to do. Now I'm risking my rear end even saying this. Shoot them in their private parts. Give them more mental disturbance problems than they have. Because they're socialist, satanic pigs that should not even be on my planet, Earth. I want Christians, righteous people on my planet. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, get it off. If it's unsalvageable, God, kill it. Get it off my planet. Bring it to salvation if possible. I always pray for that for every human being. With that said, Amber, you want to close it?
Yeah, like I said, these people are deemed a protected species. Federal land is protected species land, and the Bureau of Land Management manages it. So when you say BLM, think of the Hammonds, think of the Bundys. It's the Bureau of Land Management. Our federal employees have committed treason.
The Bureau of Land Management, don't include Black Lives Matter. I know all about the scandal there. I've helped expose some stuff. Now, there is a difference, but one is New World Order, BLM, gives it to the satanic pigs, sells it 5 cents on the dollar, whereas Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization run by the Democratic Party, a terrorist organization run by the Democratic Party. Demon crap. Demons. The demons crat party.
But the FBI rules it as a white Christian terrorist organization. This is the pickle we're in.
Because everything okay, that's been now, stacked. You mentioned to me, you said something very significant. I want to pick up on it. Before the election, Donald Trump said in tweets that you brought to my attention he was going to get rid of the FBI director. He was going to get rid of the CIA director, and he was going to get rid of Bill Barr, the Attorney General, sometime after the election. They are traitors that he has woken up to. Folks, I know this. I know this. Since he got rid of Kellyanne Conway, the traitor, the traitor. If I saw you in person, your husband, in a restaurant, that Noelle Dahl of NBC owns and her husband, that you patronize all the time, and all you congressmen and senator traitors, Noelle Dahl, NBC CBS News, and her husband, the little restaurant owner for 40 years, traitors to America. If I walked in that place, which when I was in D.C. in 94, Spotlight newspaper paid the cost for me to come there. If I had walked in that restaurant, I would have had temporary insanity, and there would have been 30 people dead. I would have spent 10 to 15 years of life in prison for killing those fucks. But you know what? I have an attitude. It's the David and Goliath story. Go ahead, Amber. Are you there? Amber? Amber, I'm not insinuating killing people. Are you still there? That said, folks, I said my piece. She's had her fun.